3, 2, 1.
This is Remzo Republic.
The clash of punk rock and politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Remzo Republic. Great to have you all here, old and new listeners alike. We're entering kind of a different phase with the show coming into season two right now. Everything is about, it's about empowerment. It's about action. It's about taking people that have these ideas, and it's about putting them into the world to go do something amazing. And I don't think there's a better time for millennials specifically to look around the world and think of all the possibilities there are, good and bad. Whether it's somebody out there that's saying, I want to be an activist. Whether it's somebody out there that says, I want to be an entrepreneur. Whether it's somebody out there that says, I want to be engaged in my community. This is a time of great fear, but it's also a time of great hope. We're at a peculiar stage in our country. I remember just last summer, all the riots and all the killings and everything going on, and it, sitting behind my computer, having to watch all this over and over again, and having to analyze everything that was happening to report and look into and investigate everything that was going on, trying to keep the media accountable, everything that was happening. It's depressing. It's not fun. This is real life. Real life can suck sometimes. But sometimes something pops up that gets your attention and you're like, what the hell am I looking at? Because things can either get really cool or they can get very strange real fast. Which is why I probably have our most unique guest coming on tonight. He claims to be a real-life superhero. He's been doing so for more than a decade, protecting the streets of New York. Ladies and gentlemen, Dark Guardian. Sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So I have to ask the obvious question. What the hell are you doing?
Well, some people call me a real-life superhero, and what I do is I go out, I do safety patrols or different areas, follow crime trends, put up wanted flyers, help the homeless, combat crime, and anything I could do to improve the community.
Just as kind of a disclaimer, folks, if you go online, if you look up videos and check out his social media, he's not a fat basement-dwelling guy that put on some spandex and is running around trying to do all of this. I mean, you're an incredibly talented martial artist. You know, you have an actual get up that's looks like it could actually take a beating. I'm just curious. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for about 13 years now.
Wow. This is, I remember seeing you on Good Morning America when I think I was in high school, and I saw you and several others in New York. And I just remember at the time, it's like, what is going on? Because, you know, I'm a giant comic nerd. I've always tried to emulate the principles of the heroes I kind of set myself up as, you know, seeing as role models growing up. I always wanted to kind of live that heroic ethic, but to see you guys go out in costumes with these guises going on, I mean, it's that, was this something you came up with overnight? Was it a process? How do you go from just being a regular guy to saying, I'm going to go and be what some are calling a real life superhero? What's that process like? What's your journey been?
Well, a lot like you, I loved superheroes growing up. I always, you know, wanted to emulate it in some way. And like anybody does nowadays, you go online and you search it out. Has anybody ever done something like this before? And I was just really intrigued and interested in the idea in real life. You have the Guardian Angels and Curtis Sliwa, who've gone out and fought crime on the streets of New York City when it's at its worst. You know, they did some amazing work. It's another group I work with as well. But, you know, I go online, and this is back before there was a Facebook or anything like that, and I found a blog where they were speaking about this very idea. Like, how would somebody actually go out and fight crime like a real superhero? And a couple of us were talking online and just like, hey, really interested in it. And then a couple of us started going out and doing it. And it's kind of history from there.
Why not become a cop or a soldier or an EMT? I mean, of all the things, I mean, I'm not downgrading what you do, but from kind of like an outsider in, it seems like you could be doing this, you know, full time. It seems like you could be doing it in what some people would say is a more legitimate way, because you're not just passing out stuff to the homeless and walking around the streets. I've seen videos of you confronting heroin dealers. I mean, I know that you've gotten into some tussles in the past, and some people will say that's heroic. Some people will say you're a vigilante. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, everything, I by the law. I don't do anything to break the law. I follow the law in what I do. So I don't really consider myself a vigilante, but I could totally understand why somebody would think that initially. But I have a ton of respect for police officers, firefighters, EMTs, and all them. It just wasn't quite my path in life.
That definitely explains a lot, because I think what a lot of people do is they go to their 9-to-5, they come home, they're tired, and we have a lot of people with good intentions, but a lot of individuals, and I think I've fallen prey to this, they're like, well, somebody else will go take care of the problem. Somebody else will go solve this issue that I have a problem with. Somebody else will go take care of somebody else. And it's a vicious cycle that continues. So it makes sense for you to do that. But why the costume? Why the code name? Why not just walk out on the street and do it?
You can definitely go out on the street and do what I do. But the idea is to make it something a little bit more. It definitely grabs attention, and I probably wouldn't be speaking to you today if I didn't go by the whole superhero thing. But the idea is to bring superheroes into real life and emulate what they stand for, because it's something that definitely inspired me and made me a better person. And I wanted to, you know, maybe give people something else to look up to rather than, you know, a music star or a movie star. Be somebody who you know, walks the walk and talks the talk and, you know, does real stuff in the community to help people and tries to be something a little more larger than life.
Gotcha. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Rempster Republic with our special guest tonight, Dark Guardian. Hang on tight. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
The voice of the Liberty Generation, Bremzo W. Martinez.
Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Rimza Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
What are they teaching our children these days? How can so many young people graduate and become socialists? Do they even know what socialism is? Kids are learning how to preserve the environment, or are they learning how to preserve their own liberty? How about introducing your children to, I don't know, these fundamental principles that helped create the greatest, most prosperous nation in the world? I don't know about you, but when I become a parent, I'm going to read my kids The Chronicles of Kibblestan by Andrea Rand. A little bit of Narnia, a little bit of Atlas Shrugged, kids are loving this exciting saga about a fantastical land's struggle to be free. Filled with humor and suspense, Kibblestan is a treat for any kid, or even adults. I mean, I enjoyed reading it. It's for anyone that enjoys reading fantasy. But also, it has the added bonus of introducing some basic principles of liberty as it constantly ponders the question, what does it take for a land to stay free? There's even questions at the end of each book to facilitate conversation with your children, including a student group or a book club. The Chronicles of Kibblestan by Andrea Rand is currently available on Amazon.com, or you can visit www.kibblestan.com. Liberty is worth preserving. Are you in?
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced Cast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Commons is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcast and Blogging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the program. So, let's try and go this route. On a regular day, how do things typically go for you? I mean, are you a weekend superhero? Are you full time? I mean, how do things typically look in, you know, just a day in the life of Dark Guardian?
Well, I try to patrol. On average, it's probably around twice a week lately. There's times where I've been out 4 or 5 nights a week. There's times where I got to cut back a little bit just because life is busy. This is what I do in my free time, and it's, you know, all volunteer work. So I do it when I can, but I try to get them in as much as possible. Typically, the typical night is going to be boring, to be honest. It's going through different areas, checking things out, talking to some people, maybe going out doing a homeless outreach. But there'll be times where, yeah, I know a specific crime is going on. I know stuff is going on in an area, and I may have to combat that crime or confront the people doing what's wrong.
What does your family and your friends, what do they think of what you do?
Well, I've been doing this for a really long time, so everybody's kind of just like, you know, oh, that's just me. They know this is what I do. This is who I am. So, people are supportive. Of course, they don't want to see me get hurt or put myself in danger, but they know this is what I do, this is who I am, and they support me.
You brought up the danger that comes with it. What's kind of like the scariest thing that happens to you? I mean, do you go out and do you try and find trouble? Do you sometimes try and provoke it? I mean, this is – I've seen that you wear – is that a bulletproof vest you have sometimes?
Yes, I do have a bulletproof vest.
I mean, man, if I'm a gangbanger and I see that, I'm going to think you're trying to start something. I mean, what does the danger look like when you're out there?
Sure. Well, it depends where I'm at and who I'm dealing with. Typically, the public's pretty supportive, pretty cool about stuff. But, of course, the people who are up to no good will have a problem. Just simply I was out in a bad area, you know, right by the projects. And a guy, you know, was like kind of surprised that I was out there. He thought, you know, he was like, oh, what are you, police? I was like, no, I do safety patrol. And then he started threatening me and yelling at me. Of course, he didn't come close to me, but he kept, you know, yelling threats and yelling at me. And then, you know, I just stood there and then he walked away. But, the bad guys don't want me there. That's a given. They don't want somebody watching. They don't want somebody who's going to do something. I've been up against drug dealers, pimps. I've had my life threatened. A guy flashed a gun at a group of us. I had a guy hold up a broken bottle to me, people threaten to kill me. It is what it is. It comes with the territory. But I think in doing what I'm doing, I'm showing that somebody is going to take a stand and somebody is going to stand up, and the danger is what it is. And I'm just going to keep going.
I hear you. And that kind of leads me to my next point. I mean, I want to throw the comic book superhero rules at you, but you don't wear a mask. I mean, if I had a bunch of angry pimps and gangbangers and heroin dealers and thugs, you know, getting all riled up at me, you know, I'll be honest, I wouldn't want them to see my face. I wouldn't want them to know my name. I wouldn't want them to really have an idea of who I am. I wouldn't want them to describe me to their friends. I mean, why don't you go out with a mask?
Well, I initially actually did do some stuff with a mask in the beginning, but over time I've learned through experience that that's definitely not the best way to go, because I truly try to work within the community and working, you know, with people in the community. If I've ever had to deal with police, man, that mask is just a terrible idea. It's going to scare regular people. It's going to get the cops called on me. So it's really, you know, it's not helpful at all. It would really actually set me back. You know, I seek to be a part of the community, work with the community, with police, and do everything I can to help.
I don't want to spoil your secret identity, but I mean, that's another thing that kind of shocks me about you. I know your name. It popped up on Skype. I mean, this is, I think this is actually more interesting than if you were to go like the straight out of the comics or the films route, because it's like what you said earlier, you're building a relationship with your community. You're showing people that I am a person. I'm a proactive person. I'm a person that's following the light of creative altruism versus the path of destructive darkness. I'm out there trying to do something interesting. So is that another reason why you've kind of, you know, let people know that?
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head. It's the idea is to inspire other people to go out and do something good. Now, I don't want them going against drug dealers or pimps or anything crazy like that. Call the police. Take action. The idea is to not be that person who's going to stand around, not that person who's going to look the other way. Be the person who's going to be proactive. Is going to make a difference.
So you've mentioned that you want to inspire other people to go out and be active in their community, not just, you know, not necessarily copy what you do and go out in costume and try and gain attention to show attention to what's important. But, you know, there's a problem with a lot of people out there, primarily when it comes to crime. When one person does something horrific, there tends to be a copycat. Have you ever been worried that because of the way that you put yourself out there to try and get attention, to show attention to what's important, are you worried that someone's going to try and put on a costume and go out and get injured? Is that something that's ever kind of worried you?
Well, I think there's the definite worry there. I hope nobody does it. And I typically preach, hey, like, don't go out there and do what I do. I'm doing something a little different. There's so many avenues for you to help. I typically tell people don't do this. But if they're set on it, you know, I tell them, make sure you're trained, make sure you're doing things the right way, make sure you're following the law. I can't stop people who I don't personally know, who I'm not around, from doing certain things. I hope to never inspire somebody to go out and get themselves hurt or hurt somebody else. But, you know, I'm going to do what I do and preach my message and just hope people just do something a little good. That's all I can really do.
Understood. Folks, we're going to take our final commercial break. Hang on tight. You're listening to the Remsa Republic. We'll be back in a moment.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemsoRepublic.com.
Make sure to visit LibertarianWingMedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want when you want. Just email alexmerced@alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Everyone, welcome back. So there's a I'm trying to find the politically correct way to put this. We're a really schizophrenic nation right now. I think a lot of, like, a good majority of the country has good intentions. We just want to kind of, you know, coexist with our neighbor. We want to be tolerant of each other. We want to support each other and, you know, just be good people. But a lot of the cultural issues we've seen the past year, I'm going to say the past 5-6 years especially, it scares a lot of people. With Black Lives Matter, with, you know, just this kind of crime wave we're seeing across the country, if let's say you had a megaphone to speak to the entire United States, what would you tell them in this current climate of fear that we see?
Well, I think we're all one people, really. We're all Americans in this country. And I think we divide ourselves way too much by race. We divide ourselves way too much in so many different ways. You know, we're all people, and we're all trying to live good lives. We all need to just look out for each other, and we need to seek the best for each other. Are there some definite issues? Definitely, you know, but we need to work together and find more common ground. It's too much political, you know, side taking going on that people are kind of blind to actually finding some middle ground, finding some like, well, you make a good point about that, you know, or you make a good point about that. Let's figure this out together. No, it's my side. No, it's my side. And it's extreme on both ends. And I think the majority of Americans are more towards the middle. A majority of Americans are more about like, you know, let's not get crazy and let's figure this out together and do something that's going to help everybody. But unfortunately, the news, the media, that's not what sells for them. So they go out of their way to push the extremes rather than finding common ground and finding what's best for the people. So let's just come together and do good together and focus on our communities and focus on our families and our friends and just do some good.
I know this might be kind of complicated to answer, but and you can talk specifically New York, but what do you think the root of a lot of the crime going on in at least New York is? I mean, is it drugs? Is it race relations? Is it gun violence? Is it just, I don't know, man's sinful nature? I mean, if you had to target something, I mean, is it broken families or is it a lot of it? What do you see as the biggest issue you're seeing as you're going out and you're hitting the streets and observing the world around you trying to help it?
That's a rough question. It's such a complicated thing, and I don't know exactly. You mentioned a couple of things that could help fit it. I think there's, you know, definitely a heroin epidemic going on right now, so that's a big problem. People are mostly hurting themselves by doing that, but you know, drugs definitely cause some crime. I think we need more people to look up to positivity. There's definitely a lot of people who don't have, good families. It's just, I wouldn't know how to describe it exactly. I know I'm just out there to try to help people and inspire some good. You know, the big underlying problems, I don't know. All I can really do in this life is try to help some people and try to be a good example, and hopefully that makes a difference some way, somehow.
What's your relationship with the police?
The police are usually okay with me. It's never really a problem doing what I do. Sometimes if I'm doing a specific area, they'll see me and maybe they'll know me a little bit. I've been pulled down to the precinct before in the city because I was combating a bunch of drug dealers on a regular basis. They just pulled me in to talk to me and be like, hey, man, we want you to be careful out there. We don't want anybody to get hurt. These people, they're like, hey, we arrest them 20, 30, 40, 50 times, and they're back out there doing the same thing. You know, a lot of them have guns. It's dangerous. Let us know if you have any information. But, you know, I kind of go out there, do my thing. I'll call stuff into the 911 if there's something going on. I report stuff to the police. But, you know, there's never really any issues there.
A lot of people say that our criminal justice system, whether it's the state or local level, is flawed. I've been involved in politics mostly. I think that's how I contribute to my community. And on a lot of local campaigns I've pushed for, the biggest thing that I've been a strong advocate for is community policing. Do you think there are any flaws with our justice system that, you know, kind of bug you, or do you think there's nothing there? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm in total agreement with you about community policing. I think there's definitely a lot of good police officers out there, but there's definitely some bad. I think police in a lot of ways has become more about, less about community relations in a lot of ways, even though I know they're trying. But when people see the police, a lot of times they're not happy. When a lot of people see the police coming around, they're worried more about getting a ticket or getting in trouble than feeling safe or protected. Not to say the police don't work hard, and there's not a lot of great ones out there. Not that they're not out there to protect people and help people, but I think there's a lot of bad stigmata around the police, and I don't know how they can change that. I'm not in total agreement with some of the drug laws that there might be out there. I think there's a lot of people who maybe just need more help than they do need to actually be locked up.
You think like mandatory minimums for nonviolent offenders?
Yeah, I just, I think we put a lot of people in jail who shouldn't be in jail. If you're doing something violent, absolutely 100%, you need to be behind bars. But if you're doing something nonviolent that's not truly hurting somebody, I don't think we should put those people in the system, because I think from there we're going to create worse and worse problems.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because my producer wanted me to ask you this question before we wrapped up the show. I know I'm kind of reaching back about 2 years now, but about the Eric Garner situation that happened. I mean, that happened in your backyard, right?
Yep.
If you had been there during that situation before the incident broke out, how would Dark Guardian had intervened in the Eric Garner situation?
Well, it's totally complicated and kind of very separate from what I do. Because the police are reacting to whatever phone calls they've gotten, and they're going in there, to deal with whatever they've been ordered to do. So I don't know how I would do it different. I don't think there was any intention by the police officers to hurt this man. It's definitely just a sad situation all around, I think, for everybody, for the police, for this man, for his family. I don't put, blame on the police. I don't put blame, really on anybody for this. I think it's just a horrible, horrible thing that happened. And I don't know how I would have dealt with it if I was in the police officer's shoes. Because you have a very big man who is resisting arrest. The police definitely had no intention of killing this man, but I think it's just a tough situation all around, so I can't give you a straight answer on it.
No, that's perfectly fair. That's perfectly fair. To wrap things up, what's your biggest message to people, and how can they get in contact with you? I mean, what's something you want the world to know as we kind of wrap up the show?
Well, I want people to know that in life, be who you want to be and do what you want to do. Hopefully that involves doing some good. I always wanted to be a superhero, and it's something out of the ordinary, something that's never really been done. And I gone out and I've done it. Some people consider me a real life superhero. I think I'm just a guy trying to do some good, but I love it. So you have a passion, you have an idea, you have something you want to do with your life. Man, don't be afraid. Go out and do it. You want to help people? Go out and help somebody. Do some good. I know after I help somebody or do something good, I feel amazing. And I want everybody to do that and feel that way as well.
If people want to get in contact with you, if they need your help, if they just want to learn more about you and what you do and possibly how to go be active in their community in a fun way, I mean, how can they do so?
I'm on all social media, so you could check me out. Facebook, if you just look up Dark Guardian, you just put my name in Google, Dark Guardian Superhero, you'll find me on everything. I'm on Twitter, Dark Guardian SH. I'm on Snapchat, Dark Guardian NYR. Instagram, Dark Guardian NYR. So just look me up, you'll find me.
Dark Guardian, thank you so much for what you do. You're in our prayers. Go out and be safe, and thank you once again. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Been a pleasure.
Not a problem, folks. I don't know if you necessarily want to go out and get a costume and give yourself a name and go be a real life superhero, but go out and do something. Whether you think all your responsibility is to yourself or to your community, the thing is this: if you see a problem, go out and make a difference. As always, I'm Remso W. Martinez. Check us out at www.remsorepublic.com. Stay safe. Be awesome. Good night, America.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?